We're here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hiring slowdown in the month of October. U.S. employers added just 12,000 jobs last month, a month after adding more than 220,000. The Labor Department says thousands of workers lost their jobs in the hurricanes, and the Boeing strike affecting 33,000 machinists is also having an impact on those numbers. Days before the election, the Department of Homeland Security says Russia, China, and Iran are spreading misinformation on the safety of voting.
They want to sow and stoke partisan discord. They want to pit Americans against each other, and they are looking for any opportunities to create rage.
Jen Easterly, Director of Cybersecurity and Infrastructure at DHS. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will host dueling rallies within 7 miles of one another this evening. Both those rallies in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a state won in 2016 but lost in 2020 by Donald Trump. Death toll from extreme flooding in Spain up to 205. This is Police in Orlando have a teenager in custody after a shooting downtown that left 2 people dead and 6 wounded, the gunfire coming in the middle of Halloween crowds. The FBI is now joining in the search for a band of jewel thieves. Jim Ryan explains.
Wearing Halloween masks and armed with an assault-style rifle and a hammer to smash display cases, they storm in and take over. This is security video from a jewelry store in Dearborn, Michigan. The FBI's Christopher Hess says,
anytime somebody's willing to go into a public place with a weapon drawn in broad daylight, we have to consider them armed and dangerous.
The same group has been tied to similar robberies in Illinois and Missouri dating back to July of last year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
New research says cutting back on sugar for babies can be good for them even years down the road. A new study says pregnant moms who limit their sugar intake and then keep limiting sugar for kids up to age 2 can cut the risk of diabetes in adulthood by 35%. This is ABC News.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. The mother of Elijah Vu pleads not guilty to charges in the 3-year-old boy's death. Katrina Bauer pled not guilty this week to felony charges of chronic neglect of a child resulting in death and neglecting a child under 6. She's currently being held in a $400,000 cash bond. She'll be back in court December 20th. Election day can be a stressful time. UW health psychologist Shiley Mergain says having a plan on election day can help lower that stress.
Start off the day with some yoga or practice some meditation. It's not going to be helpful to just stay glued to the television all night watching results come in. Give yourself a break from the election television coverage. And I think it's a great day to have some form of distraction that would bring joy.
Mergain says in the days leading up to the election, you should plan safe habits around social media use and try things like getting out into nature. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Hi, I'm Treg Prenschinski. I'm a husband, father, farmer, and contractor. Growing up in western Wisconsin, I was taught to be honest, work hard, and stay humble. I've taken these values with me to Madison, where I've rolled up my sleeves and worked to make life more affordable for Wisconsin families and to make sure our communities remain a great place to raise a family. I ask for your vote November 5th so I can finish the job that I started. Paid for by T.E. Prunchinski for Assembly.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 31. Tomorrow, sunshine 57. And then we have more rain, even a few thunderstorms on the way late Saturday night, Sunday, and again on Monday. If you want a fantastic fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Thank you, Sean. On the way, we're going to talk with the 77th Allison Daryl and Haley Heinzel. We're going to fall in love with Wisconsin ginseng this morning. We're going to start our conversation with Haley coming up. First, here's Terry Clark. It's 9:06.
Country 1430.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I
all right, we're going to just turn that off here real quick. That some reason something happened here. Okay, anyway, it's 9:09, and I love it when the computer decides it's just going to do this to me and kind of just stop, do its own thing here. Let's see here. We're just going to hit stop. There we go. Anyway, it's 9:10. Ashley. I keep thinking Ashley's here. Wow. 77th Allison Daryl and Haley Heinzel's here. Haley, good morning, and thank you for joining us this morning. I guess, well, first tell us a little bit about for those that may not be familiar with you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am currently serving as the 77th Alice in Dairyland, Wisconsin's official agricultural ambassador. I'm originally from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, so this isn't quite my neck of the woods, but I'm excited to be traveling all across the state this year, talking all things Wisconsin agriculture.
And had a chance to meet with the kids yet?
Oh, yes. I've been in the classrooms quite a bit. I really specialize in that fourth grade kind of age group, but I've talked from students all the way from kindergarten through high school so far. It's been really, really wonderful.
Awesome. Awesome. So it's fall. Obviously, we're doing harvest right now, but one crop that is being harvested that people may not know of is ginseng. I did not realize it was harvested here in the fall.
Absolutely. We actually produce about 98% of all cultivated ginseng in the United States. Wisconsin is absolutely a leader in ginseng. A majority of it is produced in Marathon County, Wausau area, and we export about 85% of the ginseng we grow to East Asian countries.
Really? I did not know that. And aren't we at least for... we're the leader in that for those East Asian countries, correct?
Correct, yes.
Wow.
They really do look for that Wisconsin ginseng. The same way we look in our grocery stores for Proudly Wisconsin Dairy or Proudly Wisconsin Cheese, they look for real Wisconsin ginseng.
Really?
Yes,
oh.
There is a special seal that goes on all their products over there.
Oh, wow. Okay, so why do they harvest this in fall?
So it takes actually about 3 to 4 years for ginseng to reach maturity. Most ginseng growers kind of have a rotation in their garden, so they are harvesting every year. And the reason we harvest now is that cool weather that Wisconsin has actually brings out the bittersweet flavor that is really desired in ginseng.
Okay. This year we haven't had much cool. It's been more like summer. I mean, only the last few days. So now, because of the warm weather, do you know, will this harvest actually go more into November because of what we've had so far this fall?
I know with some of the chillier days, they've still been able to harvest on time. We're actually pretty much wrapped up with harvest now. And a lot of our ginseng growers actually have huge refrigerators. So after harvest, they're able to take those roots. Ginseng's actually a root vegetable. So the part we eat, just like a carrot, grows below the ground. They take those roots, they clean them, and they wash them. And they actually go into these huge refrigerators to keep them nice and cool.
And most of the ginseng's grown in central Wisconsin, right?
Correct. Correct.
Up by your neck of the woods.
Wapaka? Oh, well, Oconomowoc is way down south.
Okay. Oh, yep. For some reason, I thought you said
no
Wapaka.
Worries.
No, you're not too far from where I grew up. Oconomowoc is what we would always say that about you. Oh, it's Oconomowoc.
Yes.
We are talking with the 77th Alice in Dairyland, Haley Heinzel, talking a little bit about ginseng. Hopefully, Mr. Gates here, also known as the computer, will start to, you know, stop acting up. Here's Alabama. Let's try that again.
Rushing to life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. Someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but
Alabama and I'm in a hurry, don't know why, 916. I'm Brian Winnikins, continuing our conversation with 77th Allison Darlin, Haley Heinzel, as we talk about ginseng, as the ginseng harvest pretty much wrapped up in Wisconsin. So Wisconsin, biggest exporter of ginseng to Southeast Asia. Why is that? Why us and not everybody else?
We have a really particular soil in Marathon County that ginseng really enjoys. I don't know the exact name of it, but I know ginseng absolutely loves it. They also take really good care of their ginseng there. I like to say it's kind of a particular plant. That part on top that's nice and leafy is native to deciduous forests where there's lots of tree cover, and so it's used to the shade. And so our ginseng growers, if you've ever been driving through Marathon County area, you might have seen big shades over the fields. You're actually probably driving past a ginseng garden. They have to manually open and close those shades throughout the year for the ginseng to be comfortable and happy.
So when it's harvested, okay, they put it in the fridge for a while, and then what do they do with it?
Then they're either going to take it, you can sell whole root, otherwise they take the root and they slice it and dry it, or they'll powder it and dry it. Some people put it into capsules and take it as a daily supplement, but I've seen it more in baked goods or soups or stews, or the recipe I'm featuring this month is actually a ginseng hot chocolate. You make it the same way you would any glass of hot chocolate on the stove. You start with real Wisconsin dairy, some whole milk and heavy cream, chop up a little sweet milk chocolate, and add just a teaspoon of ginseng powder for a tangy twist on a comfy classic.
Ginseng hot chocolate. That's different. I guess I never thought. Now, can you actually yank the root out and take a bite?
I've had the root fresh out of the ground, but cleaned and washed. I would compare it very, very
close. Oh, no, come on. Have a little
no
extra dirt.
Oh, come on. I would compare it most closely to a carrot. I would say that the flavor is very, very similar, really? But a lot stronger.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, kind of that. It's got a punch right at the start, and then that same sweetness that a carrot has right at the end.
Oh, wow. So it's a little bit different. Talking with our 77th Allison Darlin, Haley Heinzel, talking a little bit about ginseng this morning. And we'll continue our conversation as well with Ashley coming up. It's 9:18.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinnerbell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinnerbell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest? Quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false three different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you. But they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say but take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Went out driving, trying to clear my head. I tried to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name, not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cap and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and my sweater, 'cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. You'll think of me, yeah.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Keith Urban, You'll Think of Me, 925. I'm Brian Winnikins. 77th Allison Daryland, Haley Heinzel is in with us this morning. So we talk a little bit about ginseng. Okay, you mentioned, Haley, you mentioned ginseng hot chocolate, which just, I guess. But there's other, you were talking about lemonade and some other things that you can use it for?
I've had it in a lot of different ways, and I always think if you pick flavors that really work together with ginseng, baked goods is a great way to use ginseng. There's great cakes and cookies and things like that. I've had the ginseng lemonade. Works really well with the lemon flavor. Very, very refreshing. And some people really enjoy the flavor of ginseng all on its own, so tea is a great option for them. They also make ginseng candies, little hard candies. So there,
really?
Yeah, there is lots and lots of fun ways to enjoy Wisconsin ginseng.
Is it just because of the alternating flavors here? Is that the
that
biggest deal?
That bittersweet, that must be what they're after. I have actually not had the hard candies myself yet, but I would definitely try them.
Wow. So again, ginseng harvest going on, and really Marathon County's kind of it.
Yes, yeah, Marathon County, it really produces the majority of it, yep.
Wow. I did not know that. We're with the 77th Allison Daryland, Haley Heinzel, as talking a little bit about ginseng with the fall harvest going on. Let's talk about some of the other things, though, that you have been doing here this fall. Have you been going to some of the schools and things like that so far?
I've had lots and lots of school visits. I've had quite a few just this week. I go to probably 6, 7, 8 different schools, maybe more. Sometimes I do 3 or 4 in a day.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And it's been a lot of fun. Some schools, they take their entire 4th grade class. If it's a big public school, they'll put them all in the auditorium, and I'll be presenting to 100-plus kids at once. Sometimes I visit a small parochial school, and I'll be presenting to 10 or 15 students. And it's been really, really, really wonderful. It's probably one of my favorite parts of being Alice. No matter where I go, you never know where you're going to find passionate people in agriculture, whether it's Milwaukee or Wausau or Eau Claire. There are passionate kids everywhere, and I love getting to talk with them.
Now, one of the things that when we were talking about here when we were off air, of course, you're from Oconomowoc, okay, Waukesha County. I spent part of my childhood there after my mother was transferred to Milwaukee. We moved from Green Bay down to the Waukesha County area. So in the middle school and high school time, I was there. And Waukesha County was the Guernsey capital of the world. I mean, Golden Guernsey Dairy and all of that. That obviously has changed over the years. But you had never been to a dairy breakfast?
No, they don't have them down in Waukesha County. We're not quite so rural anymore. I actually didn't grow up on a dairy farm. And so for me, part of being Alice, or why I wanted to be Alice, was I needed somebody like Alice growing up in that urban area. And so I really love getting to connect with those city kids.
So what was the first dairy breakfast you attended as Alice?
It was actually before I started as Alice officially, but in June of this year, the Cows on the Concourse technically counts as Dane County's part of their dairy breakfast
Thing. So on the farm, let's then take it next step.
On the farm, my very first event as Alice, it was in the first couple weeks. I went to Jackson County Sunday on the farm because I started in July, and that was an ice cream on the farm event in Jackson County.
Okay.
That was a lot of fun.
So I know that a NAFB colleague of mine, she is from California, and we brought her out. That would have been in 2016 for the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast, because out in California, they don't do that either.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, and so she was like, you have breakfast on a farm on a Saturday morning? What? And so she came out for one, and she took a bite of her first cheese curd, and when it squeaked, she's like, oh my God, what's going on? So obviously you've had plenty of cheese curds before that, so you didn't have that shock. Talking again with 77th Allison Daryland, Haley Heinzel, talking a little bit about ginseng and some of the things she's been doing so far. Coming up, if you'd like more information on ginseng, we're going to give you some of those places you can find out more. And about some of those recipes as well. We'll talk with Haley about that. We also have our opening markets on the way. Here's Joe Diffie. This is Third Rock from the Sun. It's 9:30.
She walks in the Smokies one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, burst into tears, calls her sister up and cries, "Get over here." Sister tells her boyfriend, "Be back in a while." Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, "Got one life to live." They scream into the night, "Let's get it over with." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas, car starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot, and flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks, lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls a cop, says she saw it all, swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. "We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief." Mayor says, "Use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Joe Diffie, Third Rock from the Sun, 9:32. I'm Brian Winnikins. And again, 77th Allison Dearland, Haley Heinzel joining us one final time is talking a little bit about ginseng. Okay, so folks want some more information. Get your recipes for some of the lemonade or the hot chocolate or just more information about ginseng in general. How can they do that?
Absolutely. Best way to find that is realwisconsinginseng.com. That's from the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin. Great recipes. You can learn more about how ginseng is grown and harvested. And they have a great list of companies to support Wisconsin ginseng growers. Remember, when you're supporting Wisconsin ginseng growers, you are supporting Wisconsin agriculture.
So we do ship a lot of it over, but there's a lot of folks, kind of like the cranberry industry. The cranberry farmers have their own farm-to-consumer type of business as well, so we can help them out.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's always a great time to try something new. And like I said, those baked goods, the hot chocolate, those are great ways to enjoy ginseng this fall.
And again, you can find out more, just visit the Wisconsin Ginseng Board website. Plus, a lot of these businesses as well, they might be on the Something Special from Wisconsin.
Absolutely,
site, right?
Absolutely. Meaning that 50% of their ingredients, products, or processing is done right here in Wisconsin.
All right. So you can check that out. That is our 77th Allison Dearland, Haley Heinzel. I will actually be talking with you, I think, later in this month. Later,
yes,
in November with the holidays.
Or the holiday for the campaign holidays. With something special.
You
absolutely.
You bet. So we'll be chatting with Haley here later on this month. Coming up, we have a check of our markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Jerry Bear & Sons and Bauer Seeds and Service.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Milk markets are mostly higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. December milk up 22 to 1968. January steady at 1959. February up 16 to 1972. March up 9 at 1968. Meanwhile, live cattle markets moving mostly lower. Feeder cattle also moving mostly lower. Cash markets really didn't develop in earnest this week. And when they did develop, they were either steady to slightly lower. So that's led to more of a sell-off in live and feeder cattle markets. Hogs, on the other hand, are moving higher once again. That strong export inspections report leads traders to believe of there's a lot of strong consumer demand, and that has hogs moving higher. December live cattle down 82 cents to 185.47. November feeder cattle down 45 cents to 244.92. December hogs up 30 cents to 84.10. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving higher. Soybeans leading the grain complex higher due to strength in the vegetable oil markets, also the soybean oil markets with triple-digit gains, and that is helping the bean market today. Now, those higher energy prices as well helping the corn markets. Wheat is getting some strength from the rest of the complex. December corn up 4 to 414 and 3 quarters. New crop 25 up 1 and 3 quarters to 442 and a half. November beans up 9 to 991 and a half. New crop 25 up 7 to 1040. Chicago wheat, December up 1 and a quarter to 571 and 3 quarters. Minneapolis wheat, December up a quarter to 604 and a half.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 31. Tomorrow, sunshine 57. And then we have more rain, even a few thunderstorms on the way late Saturday night, Sunday, and again on Monday. If you want a fantastic fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
been away. Haven't seen you in a while. How you been? Have you changed your style? And do you think that we've grown up differently? It don't seem the same. It seems you've lost your feel for me. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. I'm going back to a place that's far away. How about you? Have you got a place to stay? And why should I care when I'm just trying to get along? We were friends, and now it's the end of our love song. So let's it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. Eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, and there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, and there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
to stop. So pour that thing up to the top. I'm coming in hot. Hey, bartender.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN 948. On the way, we'll have Today in History. Right now, here's Dylan Scott.
Gave us that hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk. Gave us state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure paint it. Good dirt that the corn grows through, good water that can wash away our sins, good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do, all the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah, man, what were we thinking when we said we leave?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dylan Scott, this town's been good to us. 9:51, I'm Brian Winnikins. Today is the final day to sign up for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair Meat Animal Program. For more information, just go to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair website and find out more about that. Well, let's run down Today in History. For this November 1st, 1800, John Adams becomes the first president to live in the White House in Washington, D.C. Moved in, not a bad place, all right. 1924, the Boston Bruins NHL franchise was founded. 1964, Jim Brown of the Cleveland Browns became the first running back to rush for 10,000 career yards.
1985, actor and comedian Phil Silvers passed away at the age of 73. He's best remembered for his role as Sergeant Bilko. 1994, during a two-hour ceremony, the Chicago Bulls retired Michael Jordan's number 23 jersey. 1999, former Chicago Bears running back Walter Payton passed away at the age of 45. 2005, voters in Denver allowed residents over the age of 21 to legally possess up to an ounce of marijuana. 2006, after almost 50 years on the Las Vegas Strip, the Stardust Hotel closed for good. It's now the site is now home to Resorts World. Nah. But then I'm an old guy and I don't like change. So it's like I've been there. It's like, nah. Bring back the old Stardust. 2015. Oh, yeah. I remember this. Kansas City wins the World Series for the first time in 30 years, beating the Mets in five games. And yeah, their celebration was right in downtown Kansas City during the NAFB convention, where we hold it in downtown Kansas City. What a mess. That was fun to watch, but I was just like, ugh. Also, in 2017, the Houston Astros become World Series champions for the first time in their history. So what happened on this date in history.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access, and you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
I am Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. I come from farm families who preserve the bounteous summer and mason jars. Family farms around western Wisconsin still keep such traditions alive. We need to care for farmers because they care for us with the food they produce and their stewardship of this rich land. Supporting family farms creates jobs in western Wisconsin, protects the land, and provides food for local markets. Paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
early every morning when the sun comes up. I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clay Walker, If I Could Make a Living. 9:59. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thank you to 77th Allison Dearland, Haley Heinzel, for joining us this morning.